Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you wake up? You know, I keep wanting to ask people if you wake up tired. And you may if you're dealing with insomnia. Or if you're like me, you toss and turn. Especially that happens the nights I don't take my minerals. Most people don't take a multi-mineral. And if you're dealing with insomnia or restless sleeping, in fact, if you have restless leg, TMJ, backaches, spasms, palpitations, the kids complain about growing pains, all of these are indications of the need for a multi-mineral. And when I say multi-mineral, I'm talking calcium, magnesium, zinc, phosphorus, iron, potassium, chromium. I know that some of you are already buying calcium. Some Cal-Mag combinations. Some of you are doing the Cal-Mag zinc. And yet, all of you are still missing the boat. And I know some of you are going to say, well, look, I'm taking a multi-mineral, and I just checked my multi-mineral label or my multivitamin label, and I've got minerals in there. I got all the minerals you just mentioned. Yes, you do, in make-believe amounts. There's nothing in there. There's no substance. You know, a friend of mine is in an advertising business, and he said to me, Michael, people buy sizzle. And my answer was, Ray, I don't sell sizzle. I sell steak. I sell substance. And substance is what it requires to achieve and maintain excellent health. For insomnia, the best thing that you can do is a multi-mineral in the evening. And do that about a half hour, 45 minutes before you go to bed. You can start at dinner time by start drinking like chamomile tea. And there are other herbs in the marketplace like hops, valerian, skullcap, passiflora. And these are all herbs that I use in some of my formulas. These will all help you to relax. They're all nervines. Another key that is often overlooked is vitamin B6. B6 is so vital that actually 50% of all of the B6 in your body currently is concentrated in your muscles. And your muscles obviously represent strength because you need your muscles to lift things, to move things. You need, your body runs on muscular transactions, so you need them. B6 also works to increase your white blood cells, your T cells, to get out there and do battle with an invading force. It's also necessary for the proper formation of RNA and DNA. DNA is your blueprint. This tells each and every cell how it's supposed to look and what it's supposed to do. RNA is the messenger that carries data around, so to speak. And here's the deal. And again, why this nutrient is so vital. When we look at it from a symbolic point of view, I see it representing three different things: balance, regulation, and protection. Well, we can see the protection is really very easy when you see the role it plays with helping T cells to form and your white blood cells, because these are the things that are going to protect you from invading forces. Your immune system is designed to protect you from invading forces. 70% of it is in your intestinal tract, because obviously this is where you're bringing in sustenance and substance to nourish your body. But you have other parts of your immune system that no one ever thinks about that are also defensive. Your taste buds, your ability to smell. Because you can smell noxious fumes. You know that those are vile, and obviously if you're inhaling them, you know that they are corrupting cells. If you are tasting something, although manufacturers have learned if they make it real salty or real sugary, you'll eat it. Doesn't matter if it's spoiled, dead, rotten, garbage, sweeten it, salt it, they'll take it, they'll eat it, we'll make a profit. Please train your taste buds. They are there to defend you against those sugary lies that are being presented to you on multiple levels. So, you know, looking at B6 as a matter of balance, it helps in the sense that it makes for a proper creation of hydrochloric acid. Hydrochloric acid allows you to break down thoughts. Well, foods, actually. But for me, every piece of food is symbolic of a thought, just as every type of animal, every type of bird, every system, every gland, every organ in your body is symbolic of a thought. Of a thought. When you have a disease or a condition, wherever it strikes in the body, it's your mind's way of saying to you, you know, I've been talking to you for about a year now. I've been giving you symbols out in life. Remember when you lost your keys? Remember when you slammed your hand in a car door? Remember that dream that turned out to be a nightmare? Well, that was me talking to you. I've been trying to help you avoid what you're now dealing with. But because you missed all of those road signs on that path, you now have a condition. You now have pneumonia, a cold, a flu, arthritis, diabetes, cancer. Why? Because we don't, outside of colds, flus, fungus, mold, we don't catch a thing. We create them. And how do we create them? It's the old adage. We are what we eat. We are what we think. So really examine your diet. Everything begins with diet. It should be as raw and organic and as full of life and vitality as you want to be. And B6 will help you as a coenzyme in the utilization of your foods, the utilization of your thoughts. You'll be able to bring your life back into balance and harmony. You'll be able to gain greater control over things so that you can regulate the ebb and flow of your consciousness. You know, there's two universal teachings I work by and share everywhere I possibly can. Everything in moderation and excess leads to rejection. And you can see that the B complex, by providing courage and confidence, providing facilitation and openness, you can begin to see how all of these energies together can put you into a place of health, regardless of what you're dealing with. And if you are dealing with something, don't think about it as a disease or a condition. Think about it as an imbalance in whatever area of your body is under attack. It's just your mind's way of saying to you, I gave you this. I helped you create this because you need to understand what's going on at a deep emotional level. Remember, your mind has its own very special language. I call it the language of symbols. And your mind is always talking to you. You know, one of the things also about B6 is that it really helps your nervous system to function properly. And what are your nerves? But they're the telephone lines of your body, because your mind gets the message and sends the electrical impulses down your telephone lines to tell the cells how to act and react. The only word of caution I would give you with vitamin B6, never do more than 500 milligrams a day. Never. On a consistent basis. If you do have to go to that level, don't do it for more than a week. And even then, I would probably not. So keep that in mind. And above all, be well, stay healthy.